Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, welcome to the unofficial Elder Scrolls podcast. I'm back finally after a bajillion years of being on vacation.
Forever.
We are back with Doc as usual. How are you doing tonight, Doc?
I'm great. How is everybody in chat doing?
How's your vacation been? No pause.
No pause. Okay. It was really, really good. Went to Virginia. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. And we are blessed to be joined once again by the one, the only, Avron, who just smoked her mic with her hand.
I was hoping no one would notice that.
Everybody noticed.
Yeah. No, it didn't
Millions
happen.
Millions of viewers have noticed that
no,
Avron just hit her mic with her
nothing to
hand.
See here. Hello, Pylon and Doc.
Hello.
How's it going, Avron?
It's going. How about you, Pylon? How are you doing?
I am exhausted beyond imagination. Weird. That never happens. I'm never tired.
Never.
My kids are never sick and stay up all night and then nap during the day while I'm working. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, like what adult is tired, right? That doesn't happen. Yeah. Just whew. Whew.
So funny. I was reading like a tweet or something like that, but it's like, it was something along the lines of, like, I feel like I've been saying this is a real tough week since, like, 2018.
And I'm okay, like, but yeah, to be fair,
I have been doing that. I'm like, oh, yeah, that was a tough week. Like, this week's been long. Like,
to be fair, it's been a tough forever, I feel like. Just several years of tough
it's fair.
Weeks in a row.
Remember when, like, you're a kid and, like, that was all that mattered? And you thought everything was hard, but it was like, ah, oh, I would go back to that. When, like, your only worry was, like, what Pokemon cards you were, like, going to play with at lunch.
Amen.
The days.
And how many Pogs you had.
Oh my God.
Pogs
were
the best.
We went marbles to Pogs to Pokemon cards, I think, was, like, the three main things I remember of, like, the collectibles in our childhood. I'm trying to think of those other ones.
Well, then there were Beanie Babies for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Beanie Babies. I don't know if anyone else had Beanie Babies.
I didn't really get into them. I had a few.
I love them, but I only had a couple.
Yeah.
I was sad.
Actually,
they were such a thing.
Still have one
yeah,
that
they were.
My 3-year-old has taken possession of, which was a like ostrich. It was named Stretch.
Nice.
I had that one
Man,
growing
now I feel
up.
Old.
Because we are old. We were just
we're
discussing
so
this.
Damn
we're
old.
Vintage. We are
okay,
vintage
correction.
People.
Pylon, y'all didn't hear this, but Pylon basically like singled us out and was like, you're old. You remember this. You remember having a MySpace.
To be fair, I singled Doc out and said, you're
okay,
old.
Yeah,
you remember this.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
me.
However,
even though Pylon and I are the same age.
All three of us are the same age.
Oh, okay. We're all old then.
We're all the same age.
Dang.
I think we're just like a couple months off each other, but.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's super funny. Yo-yos in chat, I see. I don't remember collecting, but I remember
Duncan
being
yo-yos.
Really into yo-yos. Yeah.
Dunkin' Yo-Yos were my jam back in
Dunkin'.
The day.
What, the ones that had the ball bearing when that happened was like a big deal. I remember that.
I got really good with mine for a while.
Yeah,
like
doing the cat's cradle. I can do that. Yep. I think I could still
well,
do
I thought
that.
I was.
Like, I'm literally just doing the
I
motion.
I thought I was so cool.
I was not that cool, but I mean.
I thought I was so cool in fifth grade.
So cool.
I don't know about anybody else too, but Pokemon cards when I was in, I think grade 6 were the big one. And I remember collecting the crap out of them, but I don't think I'd ever played a game with them or used them for their intended purpose in like my entire life. But I remember having them. I had a Machamp, which I thought was awesome. I remember them really well. I remember my dad buying me a pack of knockoff Pokemon cards.
Oh.
And
what?
that turned into a big deal at recess that I did not know about.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
Scandalous.
I didn't do Pokemon. I wasn't allowed to.
Oh.
So. Yeah, I was, so I didn't know the whole Pokemon thing.
No Pikachu for you. Well, why don't we get started talking about the Elder Scrolls again?
Woo-hoo!
And then pop over to talk about the news. So this one's kind of a weird one. For the fact that we've been off for so long, I don't really know what is news anymore. And I was going through it today, and I'm like, I don't remember the last things we talked about. I remember memes was here, and I remember playing with it on Alexa, yes. But that's yes. about it.
Yes. And we kept getting murdered by mud crabs.
Yeah, that mud, murdered. The giant mud crab. Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. Yes.
So I think we have everything that's most recent in here, but if I forgot, so is somebody throwing dishes right now?
Perhaps. There might be some dishwasher updating.
Okay,
going
that's
on.
I was like, I hope
I'm surprised that picks
side.
Up on my mic.
It did. It was pretty
oh
good.
Oh my gosh. That was
really
okay.
loud.
Oh.
It sounded like
Dr. Mr. Avron has tall person yeah. energy.
He's got tall person energy
he,
doing
he
dishes.
He does that legitimately. Like, he's your size. So, sorry about
Wait,
that.
Wait, so that's impressive that he's doing dishes, because I can speak from experience. Loading the dishwasher as somebody over 6 foot tall is
it's
not
hard.
A pleasant experience, because it's
he,
real
he
low.
He really loves his wife.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, update on UESP. Stay tuned. We'll be announcing some more things later, but we will be doing a fun Extra Life stream. As of right now, our tentative date for it will be November 12th, which may be very close to another date that sounds exciting. Skyrim anniversary.
Oh, yeah. I was like, where is he going?
Yeah.
I was like,
November,
crap, what date is this?
November 11th, we'll be doing a podcast on the Skyrim anniversary. And then likely the next day, we'll be doing a follow-up stream. I don't know if it's going to be a full 24-hour stream because people are hard to get a hold of these days. maybe I'll just make Doc do a full 24-hour stream and we'll just have that happen. That'll be fine. Doc has no problems with this.
She looks very willing.
No, so we're gonna be doing sure. a 24 hour, we're gonna be doing a long stream for Extra Life on the 12th to 13th. We just don't have all of the plans worked out right now, but it should be really, really fun and probably tie into the Skyrim 10th anniversary, so that'll be a lot of fun there.
Are you gonna wear short shorts and a headband again? Because if so,
yeah.
if we
I'm
raise money
it.
I promise you I will wear short shorts and a headband.
Bring back pylons, blades,
the blades workout.
Outfit, I've been, crazy.
I almost did a blades workout until Doc ruined it one night, but.
Why you gotta call me out like that, bro?
It's
like,
true. It happened.
What did I do? Oh, that's right, because I came back. From
you came back area. Early from like a trip or something, and I was going to do
yeah.
it by myself because you weren't here, but then you came back, so I didn't
Sorry,
have to.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
I feel like I don't think you should be apologizing about that. Be like, you're welcome, everybody. You're welcome.
No, because so many people were so excited about it. And I
will
crush their hopes and dreams.
For the life of me, never understand why people are excited to watch me work out in
hilarious.
80s.
It was so funny. Everyone just wants more of it. It was just so
yeah.
good.
I guess I just won't shave between
sorry,
now and then, except for my beard. I will have a very thick mustache a month from now.
I'm so ready for it.
We can do this.
It's hilarious.
It's going to be epic. ESS news, ESO news. It's been a while, apparently. The Witches Festival started today. Hooray!
Yes.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. So, Doc, do you want to take away what's going on with the Witches Festival this year?
Yes. So, basically, if you've done the Witches Festival before, it's kind of like the equivalent of our Halloween event. You know, in order to get tickets, you have to kill bosses and get plunder skulls, right? And that's any bosses. Dungeon boss, delve boss.
The list is extensive, but it's essentially
it really is.
Any boss in the game that has, like, the little
yeah.
pips beside its name. That means you'll get a plunder skull from them.
Yeah. And the Plunder Skulls, they basically, the rewards that are in them are fragments.
Not just me that forgot how to talk while you're on vacation.
Of the new witch-tamed bear dog, that pet. Ooh. That's called Bone Dust. I don't know what this looks like, but I need to look this up. And so basically you need to end fragments to collect or put that together to get that pet. Hollowjack style will be back available again. Dremora style will be back available again. Witches festival themed recipes. So like your witch mother's potent brew and all those good ones. Witches festival themed furnishings and furnishing recipes. Bewitching alchemy reagents. I don't remember that being a thing. Is that new?
Yeah, there's like the eyeballs and stuff that you need for the... stuff, isn't there?
Oh, okay.
If I remember?
I don't know. When I read that, I was like, I don't remember there being alchemy ingredients before, reagents. And an assortment of creepy and valuable items. So you do like the Plunder Skulls. I believe the very first Plunder Skull that you get is a gold level Plunder Skull, which has like a guaranteed legendary item drop. Like, so, am I off on that?
I don't remember if they're doing that for this.
That's how it's
usually
been.
They do that with the events. Yeah, with all the events, like, the very first one you get is always, like, a gold-leveled box thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, apparently there's also a new quest. This new quest is available each day from Witch Mother Terma, who is within Olivet's Brewery and at every impresario tent in Tamriel. Her daily quest charges you with collecting 50 cursed feathers found within Plunder Skull containers. Once you have collected all 50, you can transform them into an effigy that you can then use to transport yourself into a special realm to battle a new world boss monster. And good luck with that. I'm actually kind of curious what that looks like, but it sounds, I'm not going to lie, it sounds like a lot of work. So I might wait to see what other people say about it and then decide if I want to go for it.
Yes, you are correct. The first time you slay a different type of boss, you'll receive a Dremora Plunder Skull.
Okay.
And it also may include Dremora motif chapters, Witches Festival Ritz. Is that new? Ritz for the Witches Festival?
No.
Was that there last year?
That's not new. Yeah, that was...
I remember the New Life Ritz. I didn't remember the Witches Festival.
Yeah, Witches Festival also, because you would get special titles if you did like a certain amount of them. Because like one of the titles was Witch.
Right, right. Now I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Glamoral Treasure Maps, Glamoral Armor Outfit, Grave Dancer Weapon Style. And what's new is the Marshmallow Toasty Treat Emote Room Box. And
I'm
a
so
bonfire
excited.
Memento.
I'm so excited.
You can get the bonfire memento now through that. Because
a new bonfire memento. So I think
a
it's different.
A new bonfire.
It's a spooky one.
Okay.
Ooh, spooky. Ooh, spooky. Spooky, scary skeleton man.
There will all three unstable morpholith fragments are available at the impresario during this time, along with the first two fragments for the house.
That's what I've been waiting for. None of the other ones have really done it for me, but I want the house.
I love my hippogriff.
The mount is that. So
wait,
good.
Wait. You're what?
My hippogriff.
It's not a hippogriff.
I will fight you to the doom. I named him
Buckbeak
and everything.
It's like a pseudo-griff, isn't it? Is it called like a
whatever!
Pseudo-griff?
It's like a griffin whatever. Without wings.
It doesn't have wings.
I have to say it's really well done because it's a unique
well
mount model and it's so, I wrote it around for like a week. I actually might go back to it because it's really well done.
I love him. And he looks so great on my Deadland style Khajiit. Like he just looks like I just love it. I think it was so cool. So the two first fragments, it's the Deadlands Flint. Oh wait, no. It's the Scorching Pillar and Searing Column. Those are it. You can also buy the Marshmallow Toasty Treat emote from the impresario, along with the Witch's Bonfire Dust Memento, along with fragments for the Witch Tamed Bear Dog pet. And you can also get called Bone Dust Pigments and a host of spooky furnishings, group repair kits, witches grab bags, which basically contain collectibles from previous witches festival events. So if you ever missed the previous events, this is your way to get them.
Yeah, and that's all from the impresario.
Yes, because you will get, when you get the witches grab bags, it will give you a guaranteed drop of something you don't already have.
Which, as a point, don't, so when you're buying them, do one at a time. And then bind the item that you open with it and then open the next one, because it only does it if it's like bound to your account. Like if it's a style page or something like that, or a motif, you have to have learned it or it can give it to you again.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. So make sure you learn whatever it is that drops out of the grab bag before you open your next grab bag.
Okay. That's a good tip.
Yeah. Very good tip. Yes. So that is the Witches Festival. I don't know if I'm missing anything. Oh, I do want to say, though, and I don't know if this is the same, but so particular types of bosses will drop, with the Plunder Skulls, will drop specific style sheets.
Yes.
So, for example, I believe the Delve bosses drop, like, the arms.
No, staves and belts.
Staves and belts. Okay. So each boss, so that includes trial bosses or arena bosses, drop two particular types of style sheets. Dungeon bosses drop two particular. Delve bosses, world bosses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So does Dolmens count?
Or those Dark Gangsters, Geyser bosses, Craiglorn focus Harrow points, Harrow Storms, Dragons.
So they will also give you two different types. Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So if you're trying to farm for these sheets and not have to pay for any of them, keep that in mind that you will have to go to those different bosses in order to get those particular style pages. But yeah, it's a fun event. I'm not gonna lie. I've done this event so many times that I was just kind of like, eh. But I need the tickets, so I'm still gonna do it so I can get the tickets. But I was kind of a little, because I've done this event every single year, and it's a fun event if you've never done it, or if you've only done it like once or twice, it's a lot of fun. But after a while, it's just kind of like.
I feel like for me, Witches Festival is always when I start coming back from summer. Which is kind of like a weird thing. It's like, because September is just pure chaos for me, I always find. No matter what. Like, I'm not even going back to school. I'm not doing anything, but September is just chaos. Ooh, cat tax.
Everyone wants to be on the podcast in the House of Avron today, I guess.
Yeah. But, like, it's always things start slowing down and getting back to normal around when the Witches Festival comes back. And then I can get into it and I just, like, farm the crap out of Plunder Skulls. Even though I have no need to. It's just, like, my brain just, like, clicks and it's like, I like doing this is fun. So I'm feeling that again, and then I was gonna log in and then the game was down, but
oh, that was so sad. But you also get the double XP, so if you use the Witch Mother's Whistle, you have an XP bonus, which is the real reason I love this event. Plus two, like, you know, I'm all about achievements and group content and stuff. So, like, this is actually a great time too if you're the kind of player that likes to make some extra, you know, gold on the side. Farm the heck out of those Dromora arena and trial ones. Especially if you're like someone that does those normally. A lot of people in the game do not do that content. And those motifs are always worth a lot of money. So I'll stock up on all the arena motifs. I'll run Maelstrom like every day. Like, let's go. You get XP and then you get some great motifs, those Dromora motifs. And they look really good. Like, the fashion end scrolls game is right on.
Correct me.
Hollowjack is an awesome style.
Hollowjack, I always end up going back
to Hollowjack. Which is back.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, too. And you don't have to run, like, vet trials have no difference between normal trials for Plunder Skulls, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So run normal Maelstrom, like, on repeat.
Yep. Or Vatishron, or, like, and now we have so many options. Like, you don't just have to do the same stuff over and over.
Yep, I think, you can do Black Rose counts as an arena, not a dungeon, right? Yeah.
No, it's an arena. And Dragonstar.
And Craglorn, so many options.
But I think it's nice too. Like, I totally get what you're saying, Doc, too, about like, oh, it's like the same for those of us that have been playing for years. It's like, oh, great, another Witch's Fest. I kind of appreciate, though, then that they like introduced a new quest. Like, I haven't had a chance to try it because the servers were down today. I totally got locked out of the game and I cried.
No.
But, right? But like, at least they're good. Like, and they've been doing this more and more with the seasonal quests, and I think that's really well done on their part, because it gives like a just a little hint of freshness for those of us who are like, oh boy, another witch's fest. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. As a reminder for people, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sorry, you're too late. But if you're watching live, make sure you log into the game and claim your Bounties of Blackwood reward bundle, which you can get from the Crown Store. If you go Crown Store and I think it's featured, it'll be right at the top there. You can go in, claim it before 10 a.m. October 22nd, which is tomorrow if you are with us live. It is probably either sometime a few days ago if you're listening to the audio version of this. So make sure you go in and get that. Then that means you'll be able to get the DLC for Deadlands for free, which is exciting because there hasn't been a free DLC since Murkmire, right?
Yeah, that was back in the daily or the monthly rewards. Monthly reward. Yeah, that feels like forever ago, but I'm sure it couldn't have been that long ago.
Somerset. It was the same year as Somerset, so that was what, three?
Okay, it's like ancient history now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
We
are old. I'm telling you guys.
This is the theme. We are old. That's just the whole theme of tonight's show, apparently.
So make sure you go in and get that. Did we confirm that you don't need to have the achievement? I think we did.
So according to the website, you only need to own Blackwood.
Yeah.
So as long as you have Blackwood, you should be able to claim the free DLC from the nice community event.
I was able to claim the bundle, and I was on vacation for the entirety of that event, so I didn't run it once. I don't think I got Pathfinder yet on that. I may have got Pathfinder, but I was able to claim it no problem. So I think it's just have to own Blackwood. Mm-hmm. Other than that, there was a Deadlands preview.
Doc,
do you want to talk about Deadlands?
Yes. Hold on. I have to pull up the link. I'm sorry. Deadlands is going to be our new DLC that's coming out. It's a zone DLC. So basically like Markarth or Southern Elsewhere. So there's going to be a more story that's going to continue the theme of Blackwood. And which I still haven't finished the storyline quests for the main chapter yet.
So I haven't I still either. Haven't,
yeah. Which I feel I bad because I actually really close. Liked it. So
I know it's just okay. The same with me.
I think I am too. Okay, yeah. So
I really enjoyed it, because, and like, I haven't had
really
time.
Really slacked.
What is time?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, like you'll have, oh my gosh, what is it? I'm sorry. I am trying to pull up the link because there was a lot and I didn't write down what it all was.
Doc.
I'm sorry. But it looks really cool. And basically you are going to be in Dagon's realm. Like, so it is a new zone in Dagon's realm, like, which I think is super cool.
And from the preview it looks like they did a good job. They said that they wanted to pay homage to Oblivion but not just do a straight rip off of it. So it from like the video that we saw, which also, did you see that the video is on like this like Kula or something like that? It was like a 360 virtual tour. It wasn't just a like if you go to the website, I'll post the link. It's really cool. They did like a 360 virtual tour of
That's awesome.
Deadlands, like, which is normally used for like house showings, is what they normally use this website for. But they did Deadlands.
I didn't see that.
It's super cool.
Man, coolest fandom ever.
I know. I thought that was a really interesting thing to do.
That's so awesome.
I know. I'm just going to be spinning this around big. Wee, look. It does look very similar to what I would expect from Oblivion. Okay. It's not as red as Deadlands was before.
I will say the main hub.
I know. This is like very
distracting. I had to check it out on the spot. This is amazing.
Because you're still going to have like a main hub where you have like your merchants and your crafting stations, et cetera, et cetera. And it is called Fargrave. I have to be honest. Fargrave looks like the Mos Eisley of Daedra. Like, it looks cool. Like, I'm super excited to check that out. Like, it looks really, really cool. And I always look at like the new zone hubs to see if they're more convenient, like crafting sections. Though they don't do writs in the hubs, do they? Like in the DLC zone. Dang, Navets.
No.
In the DLC hubs don't normally have writ turn-ins.
But
yeah.
Still, it looks like a really cool area. And I'm trying to see, you will also see a part of the Deadlands called the Sever, which looks insane.
I can't stop calling it the server. And I kept thinking every single time I read it, they're talking about the server. I'm like, wait, are there server upgrades? No, Sever. Every time. And they have different biomes as well. There's the burn, which is like more the traditional flamey kind of place. And what was the other one?
Yeah.
Oh, the Sever is the other.
That's the other one.
The Sever is the other. It's the burn and the Sever.
The Sever looks more stormy and just, it looks really, really cool. And then let me see. They've got some new critters you'll have to kill. Like the monstrous Infernium looks nasty. I'm sorry. It looks really gross.
Gross.
It's
like, it looks kind of like a like armored Quama forager.
Ooh.
Like it's like a grown up armored Quama forager from Morrowind. Like remember when they had that like gross little mouth? Like the. This is my impression of a Quama forager. Is it the
forager? Really
the
well
forager
done.
Is the one that's the little like larvae, right?
Sure.
Let me look up.
Yeah.
Let me look this up. I'm looking this up because I can't remember which one. Yeah, it's the forager. It's the little larva with the
I'm
mouth.
I'm assuming, and I might be wrong, but do you think that we'll also get like portals in this area as well or no? Because you know how like Markarth gets Harrowstone.
I don't know.
And you know, Southern Elsewhere gets dragons.
I don't know.
I was curious.
Why would you need an Oblivion portal in Oblivion?
Thing, that was what I was curious about because I was like, you're already in Oblivion, so so that's
gotta
be
something
that I was actually curious about, but all in all it looks really cool. Eventually I do need to get around to finishing the storyline so that I know about this storyline.
Same.
But it looks really, really cool. They've introduced a few of the different characters that are going to be in this next storyline as well, like the Anchorite. She's a mysterious she has a very mysterious origin, but she has a reputation as an ally to Fargrave. So she looks cool. Like just her picture looks like somebody I want to be friends with. So
I entirely missed this article, like this meet the character that came out until today, so I haven't had a chance to read it at all. I don't know how either. It just like never showed up for me. I didn't see anybody talking about it. I didn't see any. It just kind of just appeared.
It's because you were on vacation. You get an excuse.
But it only came out like 2 days ago.
I always forget to.
I know.
I didn't read it either. I'm not going
to. I don't know where it came from.
I meet the characters because I don't want any spoilers. So I'm always afraid.
I usually read the meet the characters.
That's fair.
Spoiler, so I just don't read it. And I know there probably isn't.
Wow. So it says here we defeat Dagon by giving him shepherd's pie at the end?
He must be lactose intolerant. Or he can't eat carbs.
Kidding. Shepherd's pie? Shepherd's pie is carbs?
I said he can't eat carbs. That's why we defeat him with it. Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And I was like, wait, what? No, we defeated him with the power of friendship.
Yes.
Yeah, friendship.
Totally.
Awesome. So the other change, and is it live now, Avron, the Battleground change? Is it live? It is live, right?
No, so it goes live with the update on, I believe it's November
1st. I had no idea there was already a change. Yeah.
Avra, why don't you tell us about the change?
I don't even know what to say anymore about Battlegrounds. Y'all know I love Battlegrounds ever since, like, that was my first toe in PvP back in the day, and I really enjoyed playing them. So, currently, Battlegrounds are deathmatch only. And from what I understand, it was really made because people were supposedly observing that people did not like playing objectives in objective matches, and everyone just wanted to murder everyone. Fair. So, there's been a lot of talk, too, about the Battlegrounds population, because queues are very long. You know, are there a lot of people queuing in for Battlegrounds? So everyone's kind of been worried about the health of the Battlegrounds players. And my queues are about 25 to 30 minutes or more. So I don't know how much of that is MMR and how much of that is just waiting for other people to queue in, because I'm not a game developer. I just want to, you know, capture flags and get chaos balls and murder people when appropriate. So always appropriate. So we had just gotten back the ability to queue with a group, which was super awesome because I really missed that. Now we have only the option to queue for death matches, and there's been a lot of controversy about that because obviously there's a lot of players out there, myself included, that love Battlegrounds but don't just want to play death matches all day.
That's like what I remember this now.
Yes, a lot of the other modes, the capture the flags and, you know, the land grabs are really fun, and the objectives are actually fun. Like I very rarely actually have gotten placed into matches where people don't do the objective, which is interesting. I mean, it happens. It definitely happens, but I wouldn't say it happened like...
Yeah,
it wasn't the majority for me. You know, I don't know how different the experience is for other people. So there's been some pushback. So they decided, okay, we're going to give you back the game modes. Kind of, sort of, though. So from what I understand...
This is a lot of questions.
I have a lot of questions, too, because I don't know how well I'm understanding this. But from what I understand from reading the post on the forums, what they're going to be doing is giving us the option to do either you can do a solo or a group deathmatch only queue, or you could queue for a solo or group random match. But the random match also includes deathmatch mode, but it brings back the other game modes as well. So you still can't like individually queue for the three different types like we used to be able to. It's just you either get a random or a death match, but
your random, I guess, could still be a death match.
Exactly. My concern is now I have the illusion of choice because I'm still going to be stuck in death matches mostly because I don't get to actually choose the other game modes. So it's like, I guess it's like whose queue choice outweighs the others in the queue, right?
Well, this is where my like math question comes in, because it depends.
Not math, no pylon.
If they're two separate queues, so if I in a random match, even if I get a deathmatch mode, will that join me from people who queued only for deathmatch? I'm just never gonna get another one, because if you think about it, then all out of the 12 people queuing, none of them would have had to have select deathmatch for that to be the case. If one of them has chosen deathmatch only out of those 12 people, if it's all from the same pool, you're doing deathmatch, and you're maybe one in 20 games you'll get a non-deathmatch, but then you'll go back to deathmatch. If they're separate, then I'm okay with that. If it's like, okay, well, you get like one in four chance of it being a deathmatch.
Right.
Okay. Actually, it's slightly, because there's Chaos Ball...
Chaos Ball, relics, capture the relic, and then there are the two land grab games that have flags. Grabs, so they should be flag games, but whatever. So Crazy King and Domination.
Yeah, so there's one in five chance you'll get deathmatch if they only pull from that pool, regardless.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if they're going to be like separate queues entirely. If that's the case, then
it might actually
not
be okay.
Yeah.
If it's not, I'm just going to do deathmatch all the time.
Right. And I still feel like I wouldn't call myself, like, obviously I do both PvP and PvE. So I'm not like the world's most hardcore PvPer. I literally just do it for fun and I do a lot of it. But like, I like, the perfect thing for me would still be like, who cares if I want to play domination all day? Like, I just want to play domination all day. And there, I remember like reading the forums and someone's like, well, you see the same 12 people
exactly.
all the time. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, I don't. And it you do see the same people all though. The time. And it's like, does it bother me? Yeah. And because like when I used to play for leaderboards, you would always see the same 12 people. But like, we didn't care because it was a really competitive match because we were all playing objective, trying to like beat each other on the leaderboards. So, but you know what? I mean, they did at least bring back group queuing, which is something that I missed a lot. And I don't really know, you know, I'm not a game developer, so I really trust the team to like make good decisions. They obviously have their reasons for wanting to do this. I guess I'll have to wait and see how it is. But again, like, my Battleground queue times are so long, I don't even know when I will ever get a chance to play them again.
Yeah, that is interesting that they're so long when there's only one mode, too. And I guess that's their worry with multiple modes, is that that's going to extend those times.
It was a population concern. I think they were saying, like, if there weren't enough people queuing, of course, you are going to have, like, long queues, too. So nobody wants to sit in a queue for 30 minutes. That's why people get angry and disgruntled, right?
People don't get angry and disgruntled.
What Not in talking? Our video games.
In video games?
Do
people
that.
Get angry? No.
Yeah. So I don't really know 100%. I didn't understand from the post whether they were separate queues, altogether queues, whatnot. I guess we'll wait and see. Like, we have a couple weeks. I'll definitely be testing it out because I'm super curious. But I'm still hoping one day in the future, one day, Zoss, I know in my heart of hearts, you're going to give me back the option to only queue
and
Domination
queue.
And Crazy King.
I want both.
That's all I want to go back to the way it was, where it's like you could do a random or you could just choose one of the three game modes. Plus, two for us achievement hunters, like if you can only randomly get into a certain match, like if you're trying to get a certain achievement, you're really kind of screwed because
you could be doing it for days.
Oh my, not days, like months.
Yeah.
Really? So it's, well, I'll be interested to see. Kid,
you need to quit your job and achievement hunt all day long.
That's dismal.
If you really cared, Avron, you would.
Wow. So I guess we'll have to wait and see, but that's kind of the situation there with Battlegrounds. I feel like it's the illusion of choice. I would, because like it was defended as like, now you have a choice. I don't think it's really a choice until it goes back to being 100% the way it was. But if it kind of helps, you know, I'm down for it. But I do not want to play deathmatch all day. I like objective things. I like using my noggin.
The only issue with the way it was is there was also tons of problems with the way it was. Like, queue times were atrocious and they like...
Yeah, I mean, I think the queue is just something that's always going to be a problem. Like, I mean, when you go to queue into Cyrodiil, if you queue into a lot popular campaign, you also wait sometimes an hour.
But you're waiting because it's too popular, not because it's not popular enough. There's
I guess it's both sides
there.
Of the sides of the spectrum. So,
yeah,
so I don't know. I don't think there will. I don't know if there will ever be a good answer for queues.
I know.
You
it's
know,
just,
and
like,
I,
it's
like,
this weird balance thing of the
like how do you? There's so much to balance. Like, how do you ever get that perfect? So I'm just hoping that this will, you know, like have some variety, and you know, if I can get some of that snuck in between some death matches, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I like it. There was also an ESO live on Friday, last Friday, I think it was. Trying to remember days now, with voice actors Jake Stormowen. Is that how you pronounce his last name? Stormowen?
I don't know.
I don't remember. And Steve French, which was really fun to watch, especially if you have any interest in voice acting or acting in general. They kind of just went off and chatted about the industry and how things work, which was really, really fun. So I suggest you check that out. I will grab a link to it here and posted, and it'll be in the show notes for anybody listening here. There wasn't any, from what I listened to, I think I caught all of it. I don't remember if I missed anything, but there wasn't any too much game related. It's more just talking about those two and having kind of a fun interview with them, which is really, really fun. I am pulling up a link that I posted in here.
oh, it's a link. It was the link to the today being the last day to claim the bounties of Blackwood reward bundle. So
woo-hoo.
Remind you again to check the bounties of Blackwood reward bundle in the crown store. Why was that so hard to say?
Can you say it 10 times fast?
No, I can't even say it once slowly. Awesome. Well, Doc, do you want to let everybody know what our Legends news was?
So, there is a new gauntlet coming out called the Noble Gauntlet. It will be available starting tomorrow, October 22nd, and will be going on... I know, hey, for once, it's early. Because we changed days. We actually have it on. Like, I thought about that today. I was like, hey, like, we always usually miss it by a day, almost. So, October 22nd to the 25th. And just like the Popper Gauntlet, which I'm not going to lie, I don't know what that is, but it's all about rarity. In this event, players must construct decks using exclusively common and rare cards, no epics or legendaries, and battle it out. So actually, I'm not going to lie, that actually sounds pretty fun.
It's super fun. I've done it before.
It is. Really, I just Legends haven't played it so forever.
The Popper is even better because it's only
Say
common.
What?
The Popper is even better because it's only common cards. So you can't use any rares or legendaries.
So,
or anything like
so
that.
Super, that is the news for Legends. So if you guys still play Legends, enjoy the gauntlet. And then one other thing came out, and I'm excited.
Yes.
It looks so cool. Can I say, or you go ahead? Okay.
Go ahead.
I wasn't expecting anything. So Modiphius, did I pronounce it right? Modiphius? Okay. Modiphius is coming out with their own game, Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim adventure game. And they released their first project reveal. If we can post the link in the chat. Basically, it looks beautiful. Oh my gosh.
It looks so
like,
fun.
What's really cool about this, apparently it's going to be releasing on GameFound on November 2nd. And it's up from 1 to 4 players. So basically, you can play it by yourself, which I think is kind of cool. It's for 14 plus years of age, and apparently the game time is approximately 90 to 120 minutes. And one of the things that they say is the game changes with each chapter and the decisions you make. It's this big board game, you guys, with cards and everything. And I love board games. So, but it just looks so cool. And it looks beautiful. And if you see the picture, like, it is just stunning. Like, it's just one big map of Skyrim. And yeah, so they released this like 2 days ago, I think. And yeah, so it looks really, really cool.
The premise sounds really great too. You get to be your own member of the Blades.
Yeah.
That's awesome. The Blades are some of the best lore.
I would play this for sure. Yeah. So that was news because I wasn't expecting this news, and then I saw, I was like, oh my gosh. So yes. Yeah. But I think that's
super
it.
Cool.
So yeah, definitely take a check.
Yeah,
I think that's it.
Sorry, I just got logged out of Twitch and it's being a pain not letting me log in. Because why not? Why make it easy to get back in? It's like, I put on all the like two-factor security stuff because I'm a good person. And it's just like, no, I'm going to make this super hard for you right now. Like, do it again. No, do it again. Do it. There we go. Let me back
Yay.
In here. I can see people's chats. Apparently, I've been subscribed for 31 months.
Way to show off.
Yeah, it's as if I had like started
so
doing this when I started doing
the show. Does that mean you're
going
to thank yourself in like the supporter section, which incidentally is where we're going to next?
Whoa, nice segue, Doc. As Doc mentioned, this is the part of the show where we like to thank all the people who help bring us to you every, well, I would say week, but we've been off for like six of those, so I won't say every week, but keep bringing us over to you guys and help you with the show as well and the website. So first of all, I want to remind everybody that the probably the best place to support us, because you get some really sweet stuff out of it, is on Patreon, patreon.com/UESP. There's some really, really cool stuff this year. We've been posting all of those things, and they're going to be sent out really soon. Actually, I wanted to pull that up quick, because our last post, I think, said that we actually got stuff really early. Let me see the last most recent post. Reward updates. I have to log in. I'll figure that out later. But yeah, things will be coming to you very soon that way. So I want to thank our latest patrons. We have the Breton Castle, Jennifer Hodges, Lisa Braddock, and Kyle Carnigan. Thank you guys so much for supporting us there. As well, another thing that you can always do is help us out by supporting us on Twitch with your subscriptions. What? Subs is the word I was looking for.
They're really hard,
man. Yeah. Subs are great. Prime subs, month subs, year subs, all the subs. We love our subs. So thank you so much for everybody who supports us that way. A reminder as well, there's a great way to support us without spending a penny is to write a review on iTunes for us. That helps boost us so people know that the show is worth listening to and that they may want to check it out. So if you go on iTunes and leave a review, I don't believe any of the other podcatchers currently have reviews. It's just iTunes. So if you go on there and leave us a review, we really, really appreciate it. And last but not least, one of the best things you can do always is join the wiki, join us, hang out, go on there, edit a page, read a page, just do anything on the wiki. It's always a great way to help us out. So with that, I think it's time we talk about all the things that we've been up to. We're going to make Avron list every single thing she has done since she was on the show last time.
Uh-oh.
Get ready. Well, now that I've made Avron start sweating, she's like, wait, when was the last time I was on the show? I don't even remember the last time you were.
When I was getting
when
a haircut.
When was the last time you were
it
on the show?
It was many moons ago.
Many moons ago.
Yes. When Doc decided she was too good for us and just didn't show up.
That was
forever ago.
That was a long time. Too. Have you gotten a haircut since then, Doc? Yeah. Well, I mean, now you can get it on a Sunday night and it won't be a problem. Yeah, we want to get there. So, it's been a while for all of us, I think. So, we've been on. So, Avron, what have you been up to lately? I guess I don't even say like a specific time frame. What have you been doing with your life?
Man, not much. I'm not a very exciting person. I've been busy with work.
Yeah.
That adult grind, man. Adult grind. Let's see. What have I been doing with my time in the Elder Scrolls land of Tamriel? I've really just been trying to sneak into ESO. I'm doing a lot of achievement hunting these days.
Nice.
I've done it. You know, my last biggest thing is I've successfully cleared every dungeon hard mode in the game. Woo. With my group.
Including the new ones?
Including the new ones.
Nice.
By the way, I really want to thank all of the dungeon designers for the hard mode in the Dread Cellar. Oh my God,
real,
who hurt you? It took us a couple.
Tried.
Dude, we were so used to just getting through hard modes like candy. We were like going. We're like, oh, this is great. And then we went through that one. And then we were like, oh, we've got to do this again.
Yes.
And we're like, oh my God, we have to try again. And it took us like it took us multiple days. We were actually kind of PO'd at that point, man. But it, now that I know what to do, I'm not so worried. But man, it's the new dungeons are so, so good. I mean, I love all the battle spire. Oh my God. First of all, I'm going to drag you through them because they're amazing.
Wait, did we do them together? No, that was the last ones.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, what? Wow, Pylon, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
We'll talk about
that soon.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I really love like battle mage lore in Elder Scrolls, and all the battle spire stuff in the Dread Cellar is just amazing. So fun. So I've been doing that. I'm actually like super, super close to 40,000 achievement points.
That's awesome.
A pretty big deal.
I need to ask Lotus of Doom what his achievement points is.
I don't think I have as many as Lotus because I've just started the grind.
That's
but
awesome.
I'm pretty proud of myself. I'm going to dust my shoulders a little. But no, and I have not also, I've not finished the Blackwood main story. I think I did the first quest and I was going to today, but it wouldn't let me log in. So I have to do that. And now I'm getting nervous because November 1st is getting here and I'm like, oh crap, I still haven't gotten through the main quest.
It's coming soon.
That's like it though. I'm not super exciting. What can I say? I'm a chill lady.
Lotus is at 45,000. You're not that far behind.
Well, that's pretty far.
I mean,
because like each achievement's like
somewhere
between like 5 and like 50 points. So
I know, but if you think about it, you've already made it to the 40.
That's true.
And, there's only another 5,000.
I'm coming for you, Lotus. Yeah. You hear that? I'm coming for
this
you.
This is a call out. We're gonna have a fight on the show.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Oh man.
I just really enjoy the multiplayer aspect of ESO still.
Yeah.
And it's fun to have a challenge. So that's me. Just grinding my way through achievements. Super fun.
Awesome.
Well, when it comes to ESO, a whole lot of nothing.
We're the worst hosts ever this week.
No,
what did we do?
Usually around the time of year when I kind of hit a lull in the game, where I kind of burn out because I play the game and it is like my main game throughout the entire year. And then like I hit kind of like around this time frame after like the second dungeon DLC, I just kind of like, I'm burnt out. And I need a break. And it hit me really hard this time around. So I was just kind of like, you know what? This is the best time to take a break. My friend also, he kind of gets that way around this time of year as well. And was just,
I know lot of people that hit this time of year. And like, it's not even just a game burnout. Like, I feel like it's also just life burnout at this time of year. It's like we've been powering through the year, and then we're like 3/4 of the way through, and it's like, summer's gone.
So I was really needing like a – and honestly, I didn't – because usually when I would go on this break, I would go play like Destiny 2 or something like that, something that I was familiar with. But this time I was like, I need a new world. I need a new game. I need something to focus on differently. And so I ended up getting Assassin's Creed Valhalla because there was a deal on PSN where you could get all the game and all the DLCs for like half the price. And so it was a really good deal. So I've been playing that. And then my friend also has been playing it. So we've been like comparing notes and stuff while we'll be in party chat. It's been really fun. It's an amazing game. Like, it has been exactly what I needed for a break in ESO. And then we've been playing a little bit of Blessed Unleashed on the side as well. Because that game's still fun. Like, it's been a minute since I've been in there. And we hop back in. And it was fun. It's one of those games that's really fun to just hop in when you don't really want to, you know, you're not really interested in getting super deep into like a storyline or whatever like that, but you want to do objectives and level, and it's a beautiful game for being free. Like, it's just
it's one of
those games that's really nice to chill to. But Assassin's Creed Valhalla is gorgeous and it's so fun and there's just so much to do. So originally it was going to be like maybe like a month break from ESO, but I gotta be honest, it might be longer than that because I'm really just enjoying the game. It's been fun. Like, I did hop on to ESO today because I almost forgot to claim my reward box thing. And I felt like, because I missed almost the entirety of the Explorers event. That's how burnt out I was, because I never miss those events.
Same.
I like to make the monies, but I was just like, I just wasn't motivated at all. Like, even with like the extra gold, I was just like, eh. Now I probably will hop on for the Witches Festival so I can get my tickets, but I probably won't be on it a lot just because Valhalla calls to me. So
don't go to Valhalla. Isn't that what happens when you die?
When
don't
it's calling
let Valhalla
me,
call
go.
To you. No, okay.
I think Doc would make a really cool Viking.
And it's been really fun.
But keep she your fingernails. That's the thing, right? That's Norse mythology. If I remember my Norse what? Mythology from university well enough, when you cross to Valhalla, they clip your fingernails as like a price to pay.
Does that sound
I believe.
Like just like clip them like a trim or like they clip them off. Because
I think that
because if they clip
which one do you
off,
think?
Then I'm out. Like that sounds painful, but yeah. But no, it's been really fun, and it is a gorgeous game. Like it's really, really pretty, and it's been fun too because I've actually been watching the Viking show while playing. It's great when Ooh. You do them together because, like, it's really cool. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody who's not played it yet, who's interested in it. But it's really fun when you watch the show and you're playing the game all together. It's so fun. So the break has been really nice. I know that when eventually I go back to ESO, it will, like, I think I'll be ready to get back into it, you know. So that is what I have been up to.
Naglfar, in Norse mythology, is a boat made entirely
Ew,
of fingernails and toenails
so
of the dead. During the events of Ragnarok, Naglfar is foretold to sail faring hordes of monsters that will battle with the gods.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's gross. So that's what they do is when somebody would die, they would cut off their fingernails, if I remember, so that there wouldn't be as many available to build the boat.
So, cool. So Pylon, what have you
there
been up
you
to?
Go. I'm on the whole lot of nothing train.
But not a boat
you know,
made of
I was trying to transition
not
away
made any
from
boats
that.
Made out of toenails
so.
And fingernails. Actually, that's what I've been doing. In my I haven't been playing the game because I've been killing people and stealing their fingernails and toenails so I can build a boat in my backyard.
This is Doc signing off for the night. Bye, guys.
Yeah. No, so I've been stuck because, like, work has been outrageous for me. Like, I've been working nonstop for the past because we've had, like, some changes and part of my job is rolling out devices for, like, government mandates and stuff like that. And it's been different in every province in Canada. So, I'm, like, working nonstop all the time. I went on a vacation where I decided to drive halfway across Canada and then drive back again, which was amazing. It was super fun. Kids were dreams,
yeah.
But it was a long drive. Like we did, we
Sounds
drove for 3 days
though.
In each way. Which it was super fun. It was so much fun. One of the drive out there, I ended up driving through like a rainstorm Ooh. Where I couldn't see like a foot in front of the car and just like white knuckling
oh,
it
fun.
Through the mountains, which was super fun. Yeah. I don't know. And then I've come back. I've just been so busy. And I've like, I was on vacation for the entirety of the Bounties of Blackwood event. And then the Explorers event came up and I've just been so like drained and like burnt out. Like, and I would say that I don't think my burnout is specifically on ESO because I haven't played like any games. I've been reading a little bit. But, like, I just haven't done anything because I just haven't had the energy to log into a game. And it feels, like, daunting at this point of being, like, oh, I have to log in and play. And, like, there's so many things I could be doing. I still haven't finished the story. There's so much I have to do. Like, it's just, like, I don't know. Yeah. I've just been burned out on it. And, like, I know I will be coming back at some point, too. But I just, like, I don't know when I will get that break. Because also, like, the past week or so, like, my 3-year-old has been sick. So he's been awake all night. And then sleeps during the day when he's napping while I'm working. And then I'm awake with him all night again and back and forth and back and forth. So I'm like, oh, I haven't slept in forever. So I haven't done much ESO. I did play Skyrim on the Switch, which was fun. I was hanging out in when I was on vacation because I had no internet, really, other than like I had internet, but it was like
email internet. Like, you can check your email, you can do that stuff. But if you wanted to play a game, it would just completely fall apart and it would just not work. So I played Skyrim a fair chunk of that, which was really, really fun. So I've been going through, I've decided to do just the main quest. Like, I wanted to do a story with the main quest. So I'm in Riften right now, which is super fun. Yeah, it was super fun. So I've been playing that. But it's been, like, that was all that I really played on vacation, because I was like, well, I don't have internet. And then, like, getting back into that, like, routine again is sometimes, it's just hard sometimes.
Yeah,
getting back after you take a break from something. So I don't know. That's been kind of weird. I did get a new chair, which you can see, because the ESO chair is still not available in Canada. And my other chair died on me yesterday. So lovely Alienware computer. I know Adana and Chad will be happy to see that.
It'll
push the it looks so really I'm nice. Really happy with it. If I don't get stuck, I'll show it on stream.
Yeah, it's very
look pretty. How
pretty
it is.
It looks comfy too.
It's very sleek.
It's so comfy. Like, I forgot my other one was a great chair, but I had it for 9 years and I forgot how good a new chair can feel. So this is, like, really comfy. Like, it's nice. It fits well. I'm also looking at Avron's chair and I'm realizing that these, like sections are probably at the same height and mine are under my shoulders and Avron's are entirely visible.
She has tall people vibes. Stop it. Energy.
I just realized that there now. I'm like, wait, they're very different shapes.
They are very wide.
Yeah, I just got this chair set up today. So this is my first, like, real sit in it. So I'm, like, really loving it. I'm trying
to think. Chairs held up well, though.
That's good. I'm glad it works great in America. Apparently, it's not
I'm so
suitable
sorry.
For Canada.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe it doesn't survive the cold well enough, and they're just like, well, you can't sell it there because it'll just
disintegrate. People
in Canada
matter to you guys. They matter.
Yeah, but my other chair, the hydraulic lift in it just gave out while I was sitting in it. So it's like, all of a sudden, I was just like sitting there and it was
just
like,
go all the way down.
I can't do it as well in this chair because it's so well built. But I just kind of sat there. I was like, boom. And then I like started flicking the button. It was like, nope. Nope, not coming back up there. Cool. So I built that today, which was a lot of fun. But other than that, I've been just off the radar. Like, I've been off the grid completely. I haven't played any games. I don't know, like, other than, like, what I was saying, like, I did Skyrim a couple times while, like, the kids were asleep on vacation. I don't know what else. I'm gonna revamp a lot of podcast stuff this week, I decided.
Woohoo!
I'm like, you know what, I want to have some, like, lower thirds pop up instead of, like, a full scene for when we switch to different stuff. So I'm gonna do some fun stuff, so we'll work on that. That'll be my exciting news for our next show. But
I can't wait to see that next week.
It's gonna be exciting. Very, very exciting. But that's it for me. I know, it just needs a little cleanup. But yeah, that's it for me. And I guess that's it for us. And we didn't have a ton of I said it wasn't gonna be a long show. And it actually is. It wasn't a 3-hour show when I said that this time.
Go team. Whatever you did it great.
We did it. Well, it was a weird one because I'm like, I don't know if we discuss all the news since our last show because that was like 6 weeks.
Yeah, and I mean,
and
some of the stuff has already disappeared too, you know? So it's kind of hard to like keep
up exactly.
with everything. But I think we got the important stuff. That's the here and now. Yeah.
Perfect.
I agree.
Awesome. Well, Avron, where can people find you when you're not guesting on the UASP podcast?
You can find me on Twitter and Twitch at Avron Doodles.
I love
that's me.
So
Doodles! Doodles! Yeah, I'm Avron Doodles. I'm here. And actually, I just started like this week.
Yay!
I just got back into streaming on my channel because I had surgery.
Yay!
And was off my feet and not
Boo.
Doing
Boo.
Streaming
Yay!
Things. Boo. But I'm back. And I was going to be back today,
Boo.
But then that couldn't log into ESO.
Boo.
So Yay! I'll be back. So you can come catch me this weekend. Woo.
Awesome. Doc, where can people find you unless you're hibernating?
I'm a little hibernating. Like, I've kind of, with the break of ESO, I've kind of taken a break off of Discord as well, except for, like, emergency messages or whatever. But I do not!
She ignores me all the time, everybody.
I mean...
What'd you say? She's posting, she's saying on the podcast that she's taking a Discord break. What she really means is she's just not responding to my messages.
I'm taking
like, hey, you coming
I'm
tonight?
I'm taking a pylon break. No, I'm just
you
kidding.
You coming? Yeah, that's exactly no. what it is.
But like I legitimately, because I turned my notifications off, so I still have Discord. So I do try to check in at least like maybe once a day just to make sure nobody's reached out or anything. But otherwise, I've turned my notifications off. So if you do happen to message me on there and I don't respond right away, I promise it's not nothing personal. I've been taking a break from Discord as well. But yes, Discord, PSN, Twitter, Instagram, the works. It's Dr. Who at 219. So yeah. How about you, Pylon? Awesome.
Myself, you can always find me at Pylon, PYLAWN, on basically any platform you want. I need to get on Twitter
me
more.
Too.
I always forget about Twitter. I'm really
Same.
Bad at tweeting
Same.
Lately. I used to be really,
That's
really
good.
That's
how we met. So,
and
yeah.
then I just stopped. That is how Doc and I met.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh!
Doc met by
I did not!
To eat me as a Bosmer. Oh, on Twitter. My first interaction with Doc on Twitter.
I'm a Bosmer.
That is
amazing. Cannibalism. Yeah. That's what happened. That is actually what happened. So feel free to send me like at messages and like tease me because I'm not online or anything like that, because I need reminders to go on Twitter because I don't get tagged all the time, and then I get tagged and then I'm like
same.
Really good for like a week after somebody tags me and I'm like, oh yeah, I got
my new goal.
A message.
My new goal is just, I'm just going to tag you once a week on some random tweet.
Even on tweets that don't
and
make any sense whatsoever. And just tag.
Things.
Be like, why?
They're not. They're going to have zero context and
Amazing.
Just make like no sense. But Pylon is going to be, you know, tagged in them. And that's
Avril,
all that matters.
I actually have a very funny story for you after Whoa. The show about this that I'm not going to say on air.
That, like,
very
oh, that means
relevant
it's
to this.
Spicy.
It's super funny, though.
I can't
we'll
wait.
We'll talk about it in a minute. But on
what
that
a, what,
note,
else, what a cliffhanger.
I know. No one will
like,
know.
What the heck? But,
you'll see why in a moment, but it's not as fun as everybody will think. I'm sorry, but it's just funny. But on that note, on behalf of myself, Doc, Avron, and the rest of the staff over at the UESP, want to thank you for joining us once again. And we hope that you guys have some fantastic adventures
bye
in
guys.
Nern. So bye, everybody.
Woo-hoo.